Tommy, Zombieland, you and Connor, I'll give you both credit. Your recommendation lived up to it. I thought it was a solid movie last night.
Wow, all right. I'm happy to hear this, Grace, because you're not the easiest guy to please. The standards are high. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. And to hear that we came through, Connor gets the hat tip on this one because it was his theme that he wanted to go with. But I'm very happy to hear that. I'm reassured, Greggs. And I almost went and did the double ender and went back and watched Zombieland 2, which I still haven't seen. But I said, no, I'm going to let it breathe a little bit here and maybe watch it this weekend.
Oh, you haven't seen Zombieland 2. And, oh, by the way, I do have to disagree on you. Like, Emma Stone in Zombieland was fantastic. Like, I can't believe how good she looked with dark hair. Stunned.
She looked great in Zombieland. But I got to say, she's a phenomenal actress. She's talented. She's a great, smart woman. But in Zombieland 2, she's in it, of course. But Zoe Dutch is one of my new favorite actresses. Just as smart, funny. And I've got to say, Greggs, I'm partial to Zoe Dutch.
All right. Interesting. Now, Tommy, there's a lot happening in the it's interesting, the BC Premier claims that people have reached out to him saying all NHL games will be played there. I reached out to two different people and said that was complete bunk, that there's not going to be all games in one state or one province, so we can end that one. But let's get to the XFL. And because it's interesting, of course, you had Oliver Luck, who is the father of Andrew Luck. And I was stunned that he was getting paid $5 million to be with the XFL. Like that number just seemed high to me. I don't know why. I didn't think he'd be making that much, but good for him. But it sounds like, you know, they're in court now, and he's, cause he sued Vince McMahon for letting him go, breach of contract, etc. But then McMahon in court case basically said it was gross negligent, and that's why he got fired. And a lot of it stemmed from him allowing Antonio Callaway into the league, even though McMahon insisted no players have a criminal history, and then Callaway got injured, and so they had to pay.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we heard, remember when Johnny Manziel was in the CFL, and then, you know, Vince McMahon comes out and he announces that there's going to be XFL 2.0, and Manziel goes to the AAF, gets a concussion like his first or second game, you know, totally flames out. People are like, well, he's going to the XFL then. And then the XFL comes out with this rule that it can't sign anybody, you know, with a criminal past or has been charged or anything like that. So Oliver Luck allows the signing to happen, and Callaway gets hurt, and now McMahon's lawyers are claiming that it's costing them, you know, in excess of six figures in medical bills. So there goes that concept of not signing guys that have, you know, criminal past. And on top of that, McMahon is saying that Luck bailed on the league when COVID-19 started to break out and became a big thing. He left the company's headquarters and went back to, what was it, Indiana or back to his home base, and basically left the XFL high and dry. So, you know, for a league that is essentially folded, and a league that went bankrupt and will be up for auction, Greggs, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, in early July, if you want to buy it, by the way, you could make a bid for it because it's going to be up for auction in just over a month and a bit here. It's like drama doesn't cease. And part of me thinks it's Vince McMahon too, because, you know, obviously his history in the years of the WWE, WWF prior to that, you know, we go back with the WCW, WWF merger in the early 2000s and the battles he's had with Hogan and all the superstars. Like, it just, to me, it's like, wow, this drama never ends. And all of a sudden, in a league that you thought was dead, you've got the former commissioner who is fired and getting paid big time in court with the former founder of the league. And it's just like, all right, you know, let's keep this soap opera rolling. I mean, Greggs, is this going to be the end of it? Like, I don't think anyone's going to really take a serious run at this league in, what is it, the auction on July 6th. So it's just crazy to hear more and more drama unfolding with the XFL, or what was the XFL.
Tom Gazzola joins us in the Gazzola Chronicles. Now, Tommy, this one for you and Connor, because neither of you are married yet, but likely will be. Maybe Connor sooner than Tommy. We'll see. No pressure, Con Man. But the Eagles are offering a free wedding ceremony on the sidelines of Lincoln Field to frontline workers and any couples who have had their wedding canceled because of this pandemic. Usually, it would cost $30,000 to rent the stadium, which seems mind-blowing to me. There's nothing else going on. And they're going to charge you $30,000 to come in, but nonetheless. So they're offering it for free. And I was like, oh, that's nice. Until I got to the part of the article, it claims, yes, you can get it free. However, you have to be a part. You have to then use the ceremony for your food and everything else. And that starts at $50 a plate. So, you know, and then you can get the Touchdown Club, which is 125 guests for $65 per person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you could get the free stadium, because if you're going to get married, you're going to have to pay for your food either way. Would you get married at Commonwealth or Rogers?
Personally, no. But and yeah, catering is on $50 a head to start. So at the link, but Greg's, I don't know. I mean, I don't personally, I love Commonwealth Stadium. I love our new arena downtown, but I don't think, you know, if and when I get married, I'm going to be doing it at a sports venue. Now, as much as I love sports and it's part of my life, I'm not as hardcore as some people. So, listen, Connor's further down that road than I am. But I put this out to Connor right now. Would Ashley go, you know, who knows when, for being married at, what is it, the new SoFi Stadium down in L.A. or is it SoFi or SoFi Stadium where the Chargers and Rams are going to play? I put it out there to Connor, and because I know he loves his Chargers.
You know what? There's just not enough history in that stadium. Now, maybe if we can convince it to be at Qualcomm down in San Diego or the StubHub.
Well, buddy, it's still open. Trust me. It'd probably be easier to book it in there.
In that case, maybe. But I know none of you know Ashley that well. Not a sports fan. I don't see it happening. She's got a Ukrainian family. I think it'll be going in a certain direction and not a sporting venue.
So you'd be lots of singing, like a two-hour ceremony, standing up, sitting down, standing up. Some guy sings. Oh, buddy, I think in that case, I might take the stadium over the Ukrainian. I love the Ukrainian weddings and ceremonies. I went to Austin O'Brien. There's a huge Ukrainian program there. But, man, stand up, sit down, listen to the guy sing, more singing.
It's about the love, Tom. It's about the love that's being built and consummated and shared on that special day.
Of course. How could I forget?
Yes, that's I really, at this point, I'm just, Struds and I have been talking about this after the last 3 years of Connor Halley having three stags and weddings every summer, that basically we're just waiting for a stag. And now more than ever, because I'm telling you, when this is over and you're back to normal socializing, like, I don't care. I might just, you know what? I might just ask my wife to renew my vows so I can have a second stag. Simply so
Vegas,
we can
Greg.
Have a stag.
We're
no, I'm not
Vegas.
Going to Vegas. No, I'm not going to Vegas for a stag. That never interests me. I had way more fun without it. So
I've done two there, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah. No. I've had glorious times on stags. More fun than I've ever had in Vegas. And I've been to Vegas like 5 times. And I like Vegas, don't get me wrong, but too much opportunity for guys to go their own. Everybody's going different ways. You're not together as a group as often in Vegas.
That's true.
Yeah. So it would be Tommy's out to lunch. Ukrainian weddings are the best. Pierogi City. It's true, man.
Oh,
the pierogies.
Oh, the receptions are fantastic. The food is so good. Yeah, I'm just talking about the ceremony part.
I once showed up late for one of those, actually. The ceremony?
Like you did?
Yeah, we were late, and we're thinking, oh, man, we are going to be like in trouble. We probably missed it. And there was still like an hour left in it by the time we got there. So
yeah.
There's some beauty to it.
Listen, I know there's the tradition and all of that, but and this is coming from a kid that's Italian and Polish, and same thing at the churches there. And for me, I'm just like, okay, let's get to the reception because that's the best part. And whoever texted that in about the food, I'm the guy going for seconds and thirds at Ukrainian weddings receptions.
Tommy, as we get closer, the Bundesliga Are you a soccer guy? Will you be watching this weekend as, you know, like real competition? You know, and mixed martial arts is different to me, but I'm talking like a team sport, first team sport. It's going to be Bundesliga. Will you be watching?
You know what, Greg? This is something I might actually flip on to kind of see how it's being broadcast, to see how the players and managers are reacting, to see what kind of print or new things that they implement in terms of safety for officials, players, and staffs and stuff like that, just out of curiosity, and then the level of play and level of competition as well, to see if guys are somehow, you know, deterred to play like they normally would because they're in fear of the situation and COVID-19. I am curious to watch how this unfolds and to see Bundesliga back in action. I will be keeping an eye on it, and I'm not going to be watching it like a hardcore soccer football fan or anything like that, but I just want to see what it's like in those empty stadiums and how the players are playing and just how the new world of sport is starting to unfold, because again, this is going to be a precedent that I think these European and leagues lay out, and then I think North America is going to follow suit because that momentum continues to build, Greg. So yeah, I'll definitely be checking it out just to see how it is, and live sports that isn't MMA or Korean baseball, I'm all for it, especially at a more normal time of day.
Tommy, have a good one. We will chat with you at DeMay.
Sounds good, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.